You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the Dig My Idea Māori Innovation Challenge is currently happening, which is an initiative to bring more diversity across the tech and digital industries around New Zealand. The challenge aims to bring to light some of the best young Māori entrepreneurs around, giving them a platform in which to express and develop their business plans. I chatted with the General Manager of Economic Growth at Auckland Tourism Events and Economic Development, Patrick McVeigh, about what the initiative is all about and some of the reasons behind its conception.
Dig My Idea Māori Innovation Challenge. It's a nationwide competition which is about getting entrants, young entrepreneurs to submit a digital business idea that has the potential to go global. What we're really looking at doing through the competition is to excite and inspire more Māori to engage in the digital economy, build digital businesses, and think about export. It's really important in terms of actually how we broaden the sort of culture of innovation and entrepreneurship in Auckland and in New Zealand, and to identify early some of the entrepreneurial talent that's out there that can be nurtured and developed.
I guess, what were the initial reasons behind the creation of the Dig My Idea Māori Challenge? What were your guys' thoughts while coming up with the idea?
Well, it's something which we went back a few years. We ran a economic development summit looking at the Māori economy, and we did that in Auckland with a number of different partners. And what was really interesting in that conversation was the appetite, the interest in how innovation and technology could support the diversification of our economy and could provide more and better opportunities for Māori. If we think about the way in which Auckland and New Zealand has grown in recent years, there's been this huge growth in the technology sector. So we've had a 26% growth in GDP terms of the technology sector in the last 5 years. And technology is disrupting all types of businesses now. And what we were really keen to do was to sort of think about how we promote both some of the existing Māori technology entrepreneurs that are out there and inspire more people to think about those opportunities for growing more and better jobs in the future. And the competition was really a way of exciting and inspiring people to actually look at how that might be done.
Would you be able to give us some examples of who you see as one of the leaders of, I guess, Māori entrepreneurs in the tech industry at the moment around Auckland?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of companies that really spring to mind that are interesting. So Kiwa Digital, they're doing some fantastic things globally in terms of how you present both traditional stories and use sort of technology and translation services and giving it in a very digital format. So they're quite interesting. Frontside Media, which is run by Robert Hollis, it's kind of, again, using different web and app-based policies. And then national level companies like Animation Research and Ian Taylor's work that he does in that sector as well. So there are some kind of leading lights that we can look up to. But what we also know is with work that's been done at a national level, work that MBIE did looking at the Māori ICT sector in 2005, found that less than 1% of Māori were in tertiary education were studying for an ICT qualification.
Why do you think that may be a reason? What do you think the reason behind that might be, actually?
Well, I'm sure that the reasons are probably multi-dimensional. I mean, this is the tech sector in terms of how it's growing. You know, it is about diversifying our economy away from maybe more traditional sort of land-based industries. And I think, you know, it's really important that we can shine a light on some of those kind of entrepreneurs that are leading the way. But also by using things like Dig My Idea, what we're trying to do is inspire and excite. So what was really interesting for us off the first time we ran the competition in 2015 was, you know, the engagement that we got. And if I look at the winner of the senior kind of category, Brittany Tay, we went through a process in the competition which allowed her to take, you know, an idea that she had and to get her to think about what the business model for that might be and how to bring it forward. And, you know, since winning the competition, you know, she's gone on from there to take the application that she developed, which is called Kids Coin, which is about teaching financial literacy in schools. And it's now now running in schools, and she's, you know, she's looking at taking that business overseas as well. So to see young entrepreneurs get the opportunity and take that opportunity and run with it is really exciting.
Yeah, most definitely. Speaking of winners, what would you imagine a winning entry to look like this year?
Well, there's a number of different criteria that people need to be thinking about. So like any competition, you know, we're going to be looking, and the judges will be looking for ideas that are exciting, that are innovative, that take, you know, and identify a really well-defined kind of problem or opportunity in the market and think about how a digital solution might bring about transformation. And, you know, obviously entrepreneurial needs to actually have a business model behind it. So this could be anything from an app, could be some form of web platform or application. It could actually be also about how digital technology might be used to disrupt a more traditional business. So, yeah, that's something that's really important. This is about thinking about how the digital technologies can grow new businesses, can transform existing businesses. What we're also keen on and what the judges will be looking at is there needs to be the potential there to create economic opportunities for both Māori and all New Zealanders. And ideally, we're looking for ideas that are going to have that export potential. You know, we're a small domestic market. Web-based, app-based products are great because they're weightless and can be exported easily. So if we can kind of grow more businesses with that export potential, then that's going to be really important.
Yeah, most definitely, especially as the mobile and internet market essentially starts to expand greatly. Yeah. Having a better Māori representation into that would be a beneficial thing. What are some of the outcomes that you're looking for at the end of this challenge?
Ideally, what we want to see over time will be more business ideas, more Māori entrepreneurs being given that opportunity to take their ideas global. While there'll only be, you know, two winners, one in each category from the competition, we're hoping that we, by engaging others through the competition process, they also can get connected into the type of support that can help them take those ideas forward. Like any, you know, any process of business creation, you know, you might have your first idea and you kind of, you know, you put yourself out there. You have a good experience. It might not actually take you to the next level, but that gives you more confidence to go for the next business idea and the next business idea. So, you know, we want to see genuine sort of opportunities come out of this for the entrepreneurs that enter, and ultimately that's about, you know, growing more businesses, creating more value in terms of export earnings, and again giving highlighting that there's a range of different choices available to people when they think about their future and where the opportunity is to be an entrepreneur. You know, entrepreneurship's a really exciting journey for anybody that gets involved in it. We already work with quite a lot of young entrepreneurs through things like the Young Enterprise Scheme. And Dig My Idea is another way of inspiring entrepreneurship and getting people to think about how they own their future.
Finally, how are people able to become involved in the Dig My Idea Challenge?
So what you need to do is go onto the website. Obviously, a digital competition requires a good website. So the website is www.digmyidea.com. NZ, and you need to submit your entries online by the 31st of March for judging. But what will happen then is five finalists from each of the categories. So we've got one category which is for youth, which is 15 years to 25 years. And then we've got an open category, which is anybody over 26 and above. And what we'll then do is the five finalists will be selected by a panel of judges, and that will be again announced on the Dig My Idea website on the 24th of April. There'll then be an opportunity for all of those finalists to come together for a workshop, which is known as Digi Wananga, from the 13th to 14th of May, and that's going to be in Auckland. And we did this last time, and it's a really exciting couple of days for all of the entrants. They get they get to meet each other, they get to think about their business idea, they get to engage with mentors and other advisors, help them really sort of shape what they're looking to do, as well as the usual opportunity to then pitch their ideas at the end of the weekend. And the final day, the announced winner on the final day on 14th of May will also be during Tech Week 2017, which is a national event that we're also involved in showcasing innovation and technology from across New Zealand. So it's going to be a really exciting process for those that enter and kind of, you know, work their way through the stages on the competition. competition, and the winning entry from each category will get business support and products and services that will help them grow their business idea.
That was The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.